We're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we had discussed this innkeeper who would look at his guests and see those that washed their hands before they ate the bread, he would serve them kosher meat. And those that didn't wash their hands, he understood they were non-Jewish, and he would serve them non-kosher meat. He would serve them pig. He once had a guest who didn't wash his hands, so he assumed that he was not Jewish, so he served him pig's meat. And the guy ate. And then they start talking, and in talking, he realizes that this guy is a Jew. So he says to him, you're Jewish, aren't you? The guy says, yeah. So he says, well, you just ate pig. So he says, how'd you give me pig? So he said, well, the only way I can know if you're Jewish or not is by looking to see if you wash your hands. In this book, he doesn't give us the background, but there's more background given to this story in other sources. The Medrash quotes this story that it was a time that the Romans decreed that you couldn't serve kosher food. It was a time that the Romans decreed and the Jews couldn't dress as Jews. So this innkeeper, he had no choice but to serve the pig's meat to the Romans who would come into his inn. And he'd find a way of slipping in kosher meat on behalf of the Jews when he'd know they were Jews, but the Jews couldn't dress as Jews because the Romans had made a decree against the Jews. So he'd wait to see who washed his hands and blessed, and then he'd bring him kosher meat. And this guy, because he didn't wash his hands, he didn't make a blessing, so he served him the pig's meat like everyone else. When it came time to pay, so he told him the price. The guy said, I don't understand. Yesterday I ate by you, the meat cost 20% cheaper. How come today the meat is 20% more expensive? He said to him, you just had pig's meat. And when the guy said that, the listener, the customer's hair stood on end. And he said to him, I'm a Jew, how'd you give me pig's meat? And he said, you fool. You should drop dead, you. I saw you eating without washing your hands. How could I know you're a Jew? I figured you're not. So our sages said, see what happens. A person took the idea of washing his hands before the bread. He took it lightly. He ended up eating pig's meat. Our sages would seek out a person with a good name to be a guest in his house. One time they came to a person's house and they asked him his name. He said, Labala. Now the pasuk says, Va'omar Labala Niufim. The prophet discusses how the adultery wipes people out, but Labala over there, it says, is an adulterer. If you read the word Labala as a name, so then it turns out the verse is saying Labala is an adulterer, so they didn't go into his house. So Chazal warned us, we have to choose good names for our children. People sometimes take this lightly. They invent all kinds of weird names for their kids. Their kids named iPod. Our kids named all kinds of weird names. No, really? Yeah. In Judaism, we give great weight to a name. So Rebbe, when he met Antoninus, the Roman king, Antoninus used to honor Rebbe. And he'd always take Rebbe's counsel. And he'd have a secluded path. He'd have a secret way to access Rebbe's home. He'd go with two servants. And at the entrance to Rebbe's house, he'd kill one servant. And when he'd leave, he'd kill the other one so that no one should know that he is going to learn by Rebbe. And he commanded Rebbe, he said, when I come to talk to you, no one's allowed to be around. And one day, he comes to Rebbe's house, and Rebbe Hanina Bar Chama is sitting there, and Antoninus walks in, and he sees Rebbe Hanina Bar Chama. So he says to Rebbe, I commanded you not to have any person present when I come. The Roman emperor is pretty upset at Rebbe. How could he do that? And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.